Have you ever witnessed an Italian wedding?
Ciao, siamo Gabriele e Angelique. Benvenuti nel nostro podcast. We are passionate language learners and we record for you the language learning podcast we'd like to play when we learn new languages.
Our podcast, in mixed English and simple Italian, helps beginners and intermediate Italian language learners enjoy engaging content about Italy, its language, and its culture since day zero of their language learning journey.
In this episode, we share the emotion of celebrating our friend's love in a timeless Italian setting. We attended our friends Davide and Ilaria's Catholic wedding inside the 24th century old temple of Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom. How incredible is that? We joined the wedding party in an ancient villa in the outskirts of Syracuse, Sicily. So quaint. We ate a cake by the pool. We danced, ate, laughed, and challenged the spouses with wedding trivia. But we also struggled eating through the many hours long of party.
Italian weddings are all of this and much more. Listen to today's episode now and find out how awesome weddings are in Italy and why you should manage to get invited to one. Come on.
Hello everybody and welcome back to a new episode of the Italian Escape Podcast. Today, we are going to discuss a special topic that most people have to deal with during their life, which is wedding, and more specifically, an Italian wedding. So for these episodes, we went on a special trip to gather first and real impression on Italian weddings, and especially Italian weddings in the South. So before we delve more into the topic, let's welcome also Angelique.
Hello, hello.
Who has actually a lot to say about this wedding, especially about how different the Italian weddings are compared to other weddings. Because yes, they're not the same. And there are some characteristics which are very particular. So let's go for it. And I'd like to start with asking you, Angie, qual è la cosa che ti ha colpito di più di questo matrimonio?
Dunque, questo matrimonio è successo nella chiesa, which is something automatic in the Philippines. Like almost everyone, maybe more than 90% of the people that I know, do it in the church. For church weddings, I noticed that the Italian church weddings are a bit more boring, let's say, in a sense that...
Più noiosi, davvero?
Sì, perché è più semplice, perché avete questo, like a booklet where you just read the response. I think also in Filipino church weddings, they have this, but we also have like hymns. So we have a lot of singing rather than just saying the phrase. We have also like more flamboyance, like there are not just witnesses, like in this case, the wedding we witnessed in Sicily had 4 witnesses.
Sì, sicuramente il matrimonio in chiesa italiano è un po' più tradizionale. Secondo me è anche utile menzionare che non è un qualsiasi matrimonio in chiesa, ma se si segue nel 99% dei casi il rito cattolico.
Mm-hmm.
Perché in Italia i cristiani sono quasi tutti cattolici, mm-hmm, e quasi tutti gli italiani sono cristiani, tranne gli immigrati.
Mm-hmm.
Beh, in realtà, if you think that just, I don't know, I think like 100 years ago maybe, I don't know, but not so long ago, the ritual, the mass, was in Latin. So, credo che in realtà ci siano stati comunque dei miglioramenti rispetto alle decadi e ai secoli passati.
Mm-hmm.
In realtà, come matrimonio in chiesa, è stato, secondo me, particolarmente interessante e divertente.
Quello che siamo stati recentemente?
Sì, esatto, quello che ha avuto luogo a Siracusa.
E... Mm-hmm. Come mai?
Ma per 2 ragioni. Come prima cosa, è il posto dove abbiamo assistito al matrimonio. And you have to think, guys, that this was no normal church. Like most churches in Italy, it's old, ancient, with a lot of art in it. And this already sets the Italian churches apart from churches which are not in Europe.
Yeah.
Però questa chiesa era ancora più speciale.
Mm.
Non c'era solo l'arte, le decorazioni normali, ma è una chiesa antichissima, che ha più di 25 secoli.
Sono tanti però.
Sono tantissimi. E questo perché all'inizio la chiesa era un tempio greco.
Mm.
Do you remember the temple?
Yeah. So if people are not sure what we're talking about, it's the Duomo of Syracuse. And it had been a temple for the Greek god. I don't know which god. Can't remember.
Athena, credo.
Okay. So it was for Athena or Athena. And it was converted several times because Syracuse has been invaded by several populations, including the Muslims, I think. And then finally it turned into like a Catholic church.
Esatto, come un po' tutta la Sicilia. E di questo ne parleremo poi meglio nell'episodio dedicato a Siracusa. Ma ai fini del matrimonio la cosa spettacolare è che Ilaria e Davide, i nostri amici che si sono sposati, lo hanno fatto in una chiesa che era anche un tempio greco. Quindi immaginatevi queste enormi colonne, diciamo antiche, di migliaia di anni. Ed è una cosa unica, no? Solo in Italia potete avere questo genere di esperienze, sposarvi in una chiesa che è anche un tempio greco,
mm-hmm.
vecchio di migliaia di anni.
Mm-hmm.
Un'esperienza veramente particolare.
Quella sì, quella era sì, molto divertente anche per me.
Ed
perché
è?
La chiesa nelle Filippine sono troppo semplici. So this was...
Yeah, I think in general the churches outside Europe tend to be much more simple.
So like comparing this to the other churches I've been in Italy, this is like one of the best churches I've seen.
I'm not sure it was one of the best one, but for sure a very particular one.
Yeah, that one.
The art in it was not exceptional, but...
The architecture.
The architecture, the fact that there are so many different types of art and architecture and that it's a Catholic church, but it's also a Greek temple, that's unique.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was another fact that I found very funny.
What?
So as you mentioned, the ritual is a bit more linear and simple than maybe the Filipino ritual. There is not singing, dancing, and this kind
of
stuff.
Okay, we don't have so much dancing unless you're Christian, but yeah.
Mm. But there were like musicians, were a violinist who were playing wedding music.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very nice. It's also something that is not so uncommon in an Italian wedding. And then it was a bit funny, the priest.
Okay.
Il prete, che dice la maggior parte del sermone, in realtà ha anche fatto una bella omelia con con un contenuto interessante, bello, romantico anche.
Mm.
But he really had issues with talking. So he would start talking and then we would understand like the first words and then it was like... not comprehensible at all.
In Italian, mangiando sue parole.
Yes, exactly. In Italian we say that si mangiava le parole, meaning that you cannot really understand very well what the guy is saying because it's like it's a mix of mumbling and speaking.
He was eating his own words. We also say that in English.
Tu eri preoccupata perché pensavi che di non riuscire a capire per via del tuo italiano.
Sì, hai ragione.
E invece no, neanche gli italiani capivano.
I was asking you, I was asking other people, were you getting it? And they were like, oh, no.
That was a bit funny. So, okay, Italian weddings. One of the first traits of Italian weddings is the location, which is so particular and special. And this actually applies not only to church weddings, but even to civil weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Because civil weddings usually take place in a structure of the city hall.
Mm-hmm.
Ma... visto che molti municipi, city halls, in Italia sono all'interno di edifici storici, anche i matrimoni civili sono in location davvero belle, per cui di solito non si deve oltretutto pagare niente.
Sì, per esempio il nostro.
Esatto, per esempio il nostro... è stato
sotto un palazzo che era una biblioteca.
E che prima ancora era una villa nobiliare.
Mm.
E questo era la location standard dei matrimoni nella città dove ci siamo sposati. Quindi questo è particolare. In Italia sono meno comuni i matrimoni all'aperto, per esempio, in spiaggia, sui prati. Which are kind of common in the States, for example, at least from the TV shows or movies that we watched when we were preparing the wedding.
Also in the Philippines, some of them. Mm.
So that was location is the first big part.
Mm-hmm.
Another point that I think sets the Italian weddings apart from many other countries, it's how long they last.
Sure.
Cioè, tanti matrimoni in tanti paesi durano qualche ora, due, tre, quattro ore.
Mm. Anche giorni, dipende dal paese.
Sì, dipende dal paese, sì. Ci sono dei paesi dove durano di più, per esempio in Libano durano parecchio, però per esempio negli Stati Uniti o in Canada o anche nelle Filippine non durano così tanto, mentre in Italia, soprattutto nel sud Italia, possono durare anche giorni.
Mm. Sì, tipo tre giorni, diciamo.
Fino a tre giorni, sì.
I see.
Per esempio, il matrimonio in cui siamo andati è durato un giorno e mezzo, praticamente.
Ah, ok. Yeah, technically no, but non technically, yeah.
Yeah, well, I would say it lasted one and a half day, because we started on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We met up at 10 in front of the church, in front of the cathedral of Syracuse. And then the wedding went on and on with the party and everything. And then since the party took place in a villa in the in the countryside, not outskirts, it's like really the countryside of Syracuse. Yeah. Poi ci siamo fermati a dormire lì e il giorno dopo siamo comunque la mattina rimasti lì, c'era la piscina, abbiamo fatto il bagno, abbiamo parlato con gli sposi. Quindi lungo, ma non andiamo troppo avanti forse, dai, raccontiamo cosa è successo dopo la cerimonia.
I was not even done actually with my points in the church.
Okay.
So another thing I noted was that like church weddings in Italy, you don't have like in the Philippines, the godparents, you don't even have like the groomsmen, best man, the bridesmaids, the maid of honor, like ring bearers, all these tiny little details. So it means like you don't have to be too picky and not hurt people's feelings when it comes to assigning who you want to be as your core team of your wedding, let's say.
Mm. Sì, sono d'accordo. Non ci sono così tanti ruoli da assegnare come nei matrimoni nelle Filippine o anche nel mondo anglosassone in genere. Però ci sono comunque tanti dettagli di cui tenere conto che non sono sicuro che siano comuni fuori Italia. Per esempio, il libretto in chiesa, so the booklet.
Mm.
Le bomboniere, so like those little giveaways, gift.
Oh, yeah, we have that. But like in this case, you get to be more creative. I've seen like what we gave during our wedding was non-conventional. Also, Hilarious and Davide's were non-conventional. But bomboniere could be like with candies, with a bit of a like a statue or something like that. So if people are wondering what bomboniere mean, it's like the gift that you part with the guests once you conclude the wedding.
E possono essere molto particolari. Per esempio, nel caso del matrimonio di Davide e Ilaria, la loro bomboniera era una bottiglietta di olio extravergine di oliva fatto con le olive che vengono dai campi di proprietà della famiglia di Davide, dello sposo.
Sì.
Quindi è proprio fare un regalo molto, molto personale, molto particolare. Non mi è piaciuta molto l'idea.
Sì, era carino. Un'altra cosa che ho visto in tutti i tipi di matrimoni italiani, anche il nostro, è che quando concludi il matrimonio, tipo la cerimonia, tutti ti aspettano fuori e poi ti buttano con riso. This is something I think very Italian, because in the Philippines I think they would give like something, throw something else, not rice.
Really? Like what? I mean,
flowers maybe, but I'm not sure. But not really rice. Rice is something you guys like to throw after the wedding.
Yes. It is a very traditional thing to do. We actually have a picture of the rice containers if you want to look on it on the website under the page where this episode is described. Mm-hmm. So you can go there and find the links to find some pictures from the wedding, including the rice holders and some extra content that can give you a better idea and a better feeling of what a real Italian wedding is. So please go to our website, www.theitalianescapepodcast.com, and you will find a lot of extra just for you.
Mm-hmm. Extra content. So check it out.
Yeah. So back to the episode. Did you find anything particular aside from what you already said about the ceremony? Or we want to move forward to the party?
Huh. Well, there was one little thing which I noticed in all the weddings, Italian weddings. Dovete fare un tipo, like the vows, like personalized vows.
Ma in realtà ci sono.
Non ho mai sentito, però.
No, non sono molto comuni, ma qualcuno usa farlo.
Mm.
Però sì, diciamo che non fa parte della nostra tradizione. Diciamo, le promesse non fanno parte della nostra tradizione.
Mm-hmm.
Di solito, diciamo, nel matrimonio cristiano bisogna recitare la formula, tipo... Io, Gabriele, prendo te, Angelique, mia legittima sposa, bla 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 bla. Mm-hmm. Let's say that not that much room is left for creativity and the personalized message. Ma comunque al giorno d'oggi, se uno lo vuole fare, si fa. Come extra. Però sì, diciamo che il rito è abbastanza rigido. Anche il rito, per esempio, civile, comunque è rigido, dove... Mm-hmm. Si va appunto in comune, c'è il sindaco o un consigliere, quindi un ufficiale comunale, che legge comunque gli articoli del codice civile per il matrimonio. Quindi è comunque una cerimonia. Non è un semplice, ok, vado lì, firmo due fogli e poi sono sposato e se voglio aggiungo quello che voglio. C'è un rito da seguire, diciamo, in ogni caso.
Yeah, very formal, yeah. So yeah, we can proceed to the party, I guess, in this case.
So the party, okay, first of all, the location. That was really Italian, really particular. Cosa ne pensi del posto dove è stata fatta la festa?
È stato bello. I really like it a lot. So as some of you might have heard, like in Italy, you can go to stay in places like Agriturismo. In this case, it was sort of like a villa. And they don't only produce their own food in this place, but they offer other services like horseback riding, the pool, and so on. It's located in a very isolated area in one of the hills near Siracusa. And I liked it because you could see a lot of nature, which is something I like. It was not that hot that day, so it was still refreshing to, you know, stay outside and have the reception party when we were welcomed by the villa.
Yeah, and the reception, which once again, if you want to get some more deeper feeling about it, just check the website and you will see the pictures of the location, the venue and everything. And also the band. So this is something that it's common. Not all weddings have, but most weddings in Italy have a band. Ma quello che era particolare di questo matrimonio, non di tutti i matrimoni in Italia, ma di questo, è che la band suonava musica stile Elvis Presley.
So 1950s music.
Sì, esatto. Quindi erano vestiti anche stile americano, anni 50, anni 60. Però la musica era molto catchy. Quindi
sì, è molto swing.
Molto diciamo. Swing, esatto. E ci hanno accompagnato nelle prime due fasi tipiche di un matrimonio, di una festa di matrimonio italiana.
Cioè?
Dove la prima, di solito c'è l'antipasto a buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Questo secondo me è tipico dei matrimoni italiani, non solo italiani, però tipico, non ovunque così. Quindi di solito c'è sempre il buffet, l'aperitivo, l'antipasto quando arrivi, e già qua si mangia tantissimo. Ci siamo, diciamo, bisogna essere esperti per non mangiare troppo, perché se uno si lascia trascinare e mangia il buffet, c'era la caponata, c'erano i fritti, c'erano il pesce crudo, c'era gli arancini, c'era di tutto e di più. Se uno non si controlla,
you
poi...
don't have space.
Esatto, perché poi quando arrivi alla seconda fase o alla terza, sei morto, non ce la fai più.
Yeah, basically you have to be an expert. Like, the first wedding I went to, well, it was also long. It was your cousin's wedding. And there was a lot of aperitif, so I tried to be careful because your parents warned me. Like, the secret to surviving an Italian wedding is to be careful with the buffet. So from there on, I tried to be careful with how much I eat with the buffet. Because they look also yummy, but as like any other person, your stomach cannot hold everything for a short period of time. So you're gonna have to skip some important meals during the wedding itself if you don't control yourself during the buffet.
Troppo vero, Angie. E quindi il buffet, che dura parecchio, quindi una o due ore, molto bello. E dopo il buffet viene il pranzo vero e proprio. Considerate che pranzo, ma stiamo già parlando delle 4 o 5 del pomeriggio.
Sì, è già tardi.
Però. Esatto. E durante il pranzo, anche lì, di nuovo ci sono un paio di primi, un paio di secondi, un dolce leggero. Quindi sì, praticamente un altro pranzo completo dopo il buffet che già da solo bastava.
Sì.
Quindi se vi capita di venire in Italia per un matrimonio, sappiatelo, non mangiate tutto subito perché sennò non arrivate in fondo.
Yeah, one of the things I appreciated during this wedding was that because I had some intolerances, they accommodated that as well. Yeah, which is not something guaranteed by all weddings, I must say.
That was nice, that was nice. Un'altra cosa bella che è successa durante il pranzo e anche durante le altre fasi è che c'è stato molto coinvolgimento.
Sì.
Quindi c'è stata la fase dove si ballava con la musica swing. Adesso we can play a bit of the recording that we took from that so you can have a feeling of it. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's play it. So we're back, and so that was just to give you a feeling of how the atmosphere was during the dancing. But that's not only cool stuff that happened during the meal, because as you may know, Italians are loud people. Let's say
the south are louder, or depends.
In the south they're even louder, and we like to speak. Ci piace fare cacciara, rumore, no? Soprattutto al sud, dove siamo ancora più allegri. E in questo caso al matrimonio c'erano tutti gli amici di Davide e di Ilaria.
Tanti erano del... no, c'erano tutti da nord e da sud, quindi...
Sì, esatto, esatto. C'erano persone un po' da tutta Italia, perché poi Davide e Ilaria hanno studiato al nord, quindi Ilaria del nord, Davide del sud, quindi c'era davvero...
Diversità.
Diversità, sì, c'erano ospiti da tutta Italia. E quindi poi partono questi cori, questi applausi, queste richieste del pubblico, tipo bacio, bacio,
sì,
no? I trenini, e anche qua molto divertente. E
sì.
Anche questo ve lo potremmo fare sentire. What do you think, Angie? Do we let them listen?
We can, yeah.
Okay, let's play then. So that was just a little, taste of the atmosphere of an Italian wedding party. So very cool, very nice. And if you ever get the chance to experience it, we strongly suggest you to try that. So find an Italian friend and manage to get invited to their wedding.
I didn't know there was a life goal, but okay.
I mean, it's an experience worth trying, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you get invited by friends from all over the world, the weddings will be surely very different from each other. So the more the merrier.
Yeah. We are open to weddings all over the world. Feel free to invite us.
Anyway, there's something that you missed, which, I don't know, you started getting interested in it, but then your attention span went somewhere else. Like, at the beginning of the wedding, they also gave these cards where you get to fill up some trivia. It's like some game to keep you interested and to keep you engaged with the other people, because then, like, some of the information there were required by you speaking to the other guests.
Sì, giochi da matrimonio, giochi da matrimonio. In realtà non so se questa è una cosa particolarmente italiana. Non ne ho idea. È abbastanza nuova, eh? In passato non si usava. Adesso ogni tanto alcuni matrimoni lo fanno. È stato abbastanza divertente.
Sì, sì. Altre cose?
Poi alla fine, dopo il pranzo, viene, che è la seconda fase, viene la terza fase.
Dolci.
I dolci e il taglio della torta.
That was nice. It's a big cake.
Sì, di solito le torte nuziali, so the wedding cake, sono belle, grosse, con più piani.
Yeah, normal. It's normal.
Mm. Yeah, not so special, I guess, but it's still nice. Ma quello che era particolare di questo matrimonio di Davide e Ilaria è che lo hanno fatto a bordo piscina.
Quindi, yeah, that's nice.
Esatto, quindi era sera ormai, perché ricordatevi che abbiamo mangiato praticamente dalle 2 alle 6, ininterrottamente.
Mm-hmm.
Ma ancora non si è finito di mangiare, no. Perché c'è appunto il taglio della torta, si mangia la torta,
dolci.
Tutti i dolci, la frutta, e la festa continuava a bordo piscina. Anche
sì.
Lì, bello. E
dopo?
And now you will think, okay, it's 6, it's 7, it's over.
For the Syracusans, it was kind of over. For the relatives to go back home, it was kind of over.
Yeah, for some it was over, but not for all. And certainly not for us. So what happened next?
What happened next is that we had like a break, a pausa, to recover from what happened that day. Also for the bride and the groom. And then we all came back at around like 9:30, to eat together in this big, long table. So something like a commune table, like a big village. And everyone sat down and we all started eating spaghetti con pomodoro, which is very simple, provided by the agriturismo. So the catering was not provided by the agriturismo. It was provided by someone else. But in this case, it was the agriturismo, and something so simple and with this simple setup allowed people to just bond together and just reflect on the wedding itself. And also, like, Davide and Ilaria gave like some like a short speech, I think, of the wedding.
Sì, sì, esatto. E questa è un'esperienza che una volta era molto comune nei matrimoni. C'erano questi tavoloni giganti in Italia dove ci si sedeva tutti assieme per festeggiare. Bello, bello. So this is the fourth eating in a day, the fourth phase, but the wedding day is not over yet.
No, because his friends prepared a list of games for them.
Sì, dei giochi nuziali specifici per la sposa e lo sposo, so the groom and the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Ed erano dei giochi particolarmente divertenti. In uno dovevano dimostrare di conoscere bene gli ospiti, quindi...
Well, how it went was like, there were a list of sentences related to the guests, like categories. And then the guests will have to show up together based on the categories. So the objective of the bride and the groom were to guess what kind of category this goes into.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, okay, group of people, one, move to the right. And then the bride and the groom should guess what those people have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and if they do it correctly, they win. And it was one. Mentre l'altro erano delle domande allo sposo e alla sposa, quindi un'intervista doppia.
Mm-hmm.
Però i due potevano rispondere solo alzando o la scarpa dello sposo o la scarpa della sposa.
Or they say the answer. Sometimes.
Or sometimes they say the answer. the trick was that if they knew each other well, they would raise the same shoe. So, for example, chi è che russa di più? So, who snores more than the couple? And the guy who snores more was the groom. Both the bride and the groom, without seeing each other, should raise the shoe of the broom.
Yeah.
Quindi la parte divertente è che a volte non sono d'accordo lo sposo e la sposa.
Sì.
Per esempio, non so, chi è più simpatico?
Oh, yeah.
Ho questo tipo di domande. E quindi è stato divertente.
Sì.
And that kind of ended the day, right?
Yeah, well, we went ahead, but they continued partying with the open bar.
Yeah, we were kind of tired, but there was the open bar that went on and on. And then...
The next day,
of course, it was like chilling by the pool.
Had breakfast
with the other guests. So it was really a nice experience in this very quaint setting in the middle of Sicily, surrounded by nature.
Just imagine sparrows going to the pool just next to you.
Yeah, so very, very, very nice. And this was a nice wedding and something that, for the most part, is common, but with some parts that are very special. And we want to thank Davide e Ilaria for asking us to be their guests and to witness their happiness and their wedding.
Yeah, you know what? It was really nice because finally, because I know Ilaria from work in my previous job, and it took them a while to reach to this, you know, conclusion of their wedding plans, because they were supposed to get married at the beginning of 2020 or mid 2020, but then there was the pandemic, as you know, and that made it harder for them to decide how to proceed with their wedding. And so they kept on postponing and stuff, and there were many guests that were still not sure they would be able to come, because they were guests who finally came from Australia and from the US and from other parts of Europe. And if they did a wedding before this year, I don't think they would have been able to do it the way they would have wanted, which is what happened.
True, true, true. Okay, so this was it. And once again, if you want to find some extras, go to the website and check what we left there for you for these episodes. And we hope you enjoyed. We hope you'll hear from us very soon. So see you next time. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.